Specialty crop growers see improved risk management tool. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Specialty crop growers not eligible for insurance will now be eligible for crop disaster assistance. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Specialty crop producers have long used USDA's non-insured crop disaster assistance program as a risk management tool. But according to the administrator of the Farm Service Agency, Val Docini, the new farm bill included some improved provisions for NAP.
Provisions that improve the ability of farmers to get coverage for additional market price losses. Now you can cover up to 65% of your crop losses at 100% of the price. So it's a pretty dramatic improvement over the previous legislation. And for new and previously underserved farmers, there's even a waiver of the administrative fees.
He says the sign-up deadline for qualifying producers for NAP is January 14. Details are available through local FSA offices or online at www.fsa.usda.gov/NAP.
NAP covers everything from mollusks to fruits and vegetables, so lots of different crops that previously have not been eligible for crop insurance are great opportunities to receive coverage through the NAP program.
And good news for all farmers, they now have a way to learn about how they might exclude a really bad year from their production history and be able to have more crop insurance coverage as a result.
The way it works is when a farmer has crop insurance, the amount that they can insure is based upon their previous yield history, what they produced every year. What this does is if you're in an area where everybody suffered a major loss, the county suffered over 50% loss, you have the option for those years in question to drop that yield out of your record, and that allows you to have a higher insurance coverage so you can protect more of your crop the next year.
USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Brandon Willis says eligible farmers can go to their local crop insurance agent for information on APH yield exclusion or visit the RMA website. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.